With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. California Governor Gavin Newsom and members of the Legislative Women's Caucus have introduced a bill aimed at helping Arizona residents get abortions in California. It comes after the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a near-total ban on abortions passed more than a century ago supersedes a law banning abortions after 15 weeks that was passed in 2022. The new Arizona ban would subject anyone who supplies or administers an abortion to 2 to 5 years in prison. The California bill would allow Arizona doctors to temporarily provide abortion care to Arizona patients who travel to California. Newsom's been a staunch defender of abortion access in other states.
160,000 people across this country had to flee their states to access reproductive care, reproductive freedom last year. 160,000.
Newsom's Political Action Committee paid for an ad that began running this week in Alabama in response to lawmakers there trying to criminalize people who help minors travel out of state for an abortion without parental consent. It shows two women pulled over while driving a mile from the state border. The officer asked the driver to take a pregnancy test. Because the bill introduced yesterday is emergency legislation, it would need two-thirds approval in each house of the state legislature. It would then go into effect immediately upon Newsom's signature. The centerpiece of downtown Stockton is its waterfront, but for years it's also been an eyesore with floating trash. So now comes a new solution, as we hear in this report from CAP Radio's Rich Ibarra.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony launched the Magnolia, a workboat that will scoop up the trash on the waterfront and McLeod Lake. It's part of Stockton's Clean City Initiative, part of a civic beautification. Director of Municipal Utilities, Dr. Mel Lytle, says the workboat will skim the channels regularly for trash and aquatic weeds.
Morning through afternoon, we'll be out here making sure that the waterfront is cleaned up, looking good. We have so much invested in this waterfront, and it's about time we got this program going.
Last year, the city picked up more than 3,700 tons of debris to keep the city clean. In Stockton, Rich Ibarra, CAP Radio News.
Police began peacefully arresting pro-Palestinian student protesters at the University of Southern California last night without incident. A few dozen students had locked arms at the center of campus and surrendered one by one to officers. The arrest arrived hours after police at a Texas university aggressively took 34 demonstrators. It was the latest clash between law enforcement and those protesting the Israel-Hamas war on campuses nationwide. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.